Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I grew up marching gay pride parades, and I remember one of the gay pride parades that my mom took me to. At the end of it, there were all these Christians holding up signs saying, you know, God hates you, there's no room for you in the kingdom. Mm. And if that wasn't offensive enough, they were throwing water and urine on people as they were passing by. And I still remember my mom's words as if it was yesterday. I turned to her as a young kid in elementary school, and I said, Mom, why are they acting like that? And she said, well, Caleb, they're Christians, and Christians hate gay people.
Wow.
And my little heart just welled up with bitterness and anger. And, you know, I just had this image of Christians that I couldn't get out of my head. I mean, I saw a friend of mine named Lewis, who is in his late 20s, early 30s, something like that, who died from AIDS, going to visit him in his hospital room with my mom when I was a young kid. And his Christian parents and family members were on the other end of the room not wanting to touch him or talk to him. They sure had their Bibles out reading them. Mm-hmm. And I just remember looking at my mom, why are they acting like that? And again, she said, well, don't you remember what I said, Caleb? Christians hate gay people. Now, I know that there are a lot of people listening to your show and listening to us talk right now, and they might say, well, Caleb, that's a misnomer. I mean, that happened, but that really doesn't happen anymore. And while we may not be holding up signs on street corners, I think we do a pretty good job on Facebook. I think we do a pretty good job on Twitter and Instagram, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's really a ready, shoot, aim mentality, it seems.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are the new street corners.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember really hating Christians. And so I joined this Bible study when I was in high school to learn how to attack Christianity.
Wow.
My idea was I would go into this Bible study and I would pretend to be a Christian. It was a Bible study led by a high schooler for high schoolers. And I was pretending to be a Christian. I would learn about the faith, and then I would dismantle the faith because I was still mad at the street corner people. And all Christians were like that in my mind. And I remember walking into this young man's house, and I know this sounds weird. I'd never really been in an evangelical Christian's house before. And he's got all the pictures of scripture verses on the wall, you know, pictures of a lion laying with a lamb and picture of another lamb. And I'm just looking all around. If you can imagine, for a non-Christian that is not used to that, looking around, I'm thinking, why do these people have framed pictures of sheep in their house? That looks like that lion is luring him in before he eats them. And I'm just like, if I become a Christian, do I have to get sheep pictures and put them in my house?
Are you telling me you don't? Okay, keep going.
No, I don't have any sheep up on the wall. I wouldn't be opposed to it, though.
Okay.
But I went downstairs not knowing what to expect. And I remember I kept going back to learn, to disprove. But the more that I studied Jesus, the more that I saw that he was not like the street corner people, the more that I saw that this man was very kind and gentle, and yet he stood for truth. And I found that instead of me disproving the Bible and this man, Jesus, was actually disproving my life and my worldview.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.